Some advocates at the meeting argued for more comprehensive benefits, especially for children. Pediatrician and KU Med professor Pam Shaw would like to see more extensive benefits for vision and dental care.
Dental health plays a key role in the overall health of children, and we do know that it's the number one infectious disease in children.
The benefit requirements will also affect some employer-subsidized health care. Eric Stafford with the Kansas Chamber of Commerce says more generous benefits could raise costs.
Any increase in mandates or coverage will increase the costs of providing health care, and we're already at the tipping point of businesses being able to afford to provide coverage.
Action on the standards could be in limbo for now, at least. Governor Sam Brownback opposes the health care law and has said he does not want the state to move forward with major provisions until after the fall election. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.